It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Using Bureau of Justice statistics, the Center for Economic and Policy Research estimates reductions in the number of men in the workforce attributable to a prison record or felony conviction cost the U.S. economy up to $65 billion in lost output to the gross domestic product in 2008. And ex-offenders often face challenges in the workforce following conviction, even if their record is a nonviolent misdemeanor. Holly Harris is the executive director of the bipartisan U.S. Justice Action Network. She joins us now by phone from Washington to explain what it will take to change Pennsylvania's expungement laws and what economic impact criminal records have on ex-offenders. Holly Harris, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate you having me. I apologize right off the bat for my voice. I think I've picked up the black plague from my four-year-old, but this is an important topic, and so I hope it's not too painful for your listeners.
Oh, my. Well, I hope that, I hope that he and you get healthy and stay healthy.
Yes.
What will
indeed,
it?
Indeed. But to your point, talking about the economic impact for individuals who have a criminal record, first, we have to say that one in three Americans now have a criminal record. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, a small number of people here. Look to your left, look to your right, and one of you has a criminal record today. So, this is something that impacts every American, certainly, you know, every individual in Pennsylvania. We also know that individuals who've been incarcerated work 9 fewer weeks per year and take home 40% less pay annually than their colleagues. So this certainly does have an enormous fiscal impact on Pennsylvania and the rest of America. When individuals who've been incarcerated can't find jobs, they very often return to crime, then return to prison, and that adds to our bloated prison population and to the astronomical associated cost to the taxpayer.
Before we get to what it will take to change Pennsylvania's expungement laws, we had a call from James earlier in our previous segment, who talked about, you know, how difficult it is for someone like him who had a teenage offense conviction for possessing a controlled substance, and he said it stayed with him and prevented him from getting a job in his chosen field, which was to teach, to work in schools.
Sure.
You know, we've heard about, you know, the getting tough on crime programs and the war on drugs. Has aggressive policing created a problem, particularly for ex-offenders, in your view?
Well, you know, first let me say this about Pennsylvania. It's almost shocking what you have to do in order to obtain an expungement of a criminal record, even for a low-level nonviolent offense in Pennsylvania. You have to reach the age of 70 and be crime-free for 10 years, or you have to have been dead for 3. So, you know, regardless of where you stand, whether, you know, you're tough on crime, soft on crime, you know, anyone who hears that data, I mean, that's not a fair chance or an opportunity for ex-offenders who've been rehabilitated and want to find a job and live productive lives. That's an impossibility. And so Pennsylvania to us is in a very unique position where, you know, the Commonwealth is in desperate need of reform on, you know, collateral consequences and reentry issues. But there's a lot of hope in Pennsylvania that, you know, there are reform-minded leaders like your Corrections Secretary, John Wetzel, and like State Senator Stuart Greenleaf, Representative Jordan Harris. There's a great bipartisan coalition of strong leaders in Pennsylvania willing to help push these reforms across the finish line.
And why do you think that the U.S. Justice Action Network, why do you think that they feel Pennsylvania is ripe for criminal justice reform? You've identified some problems there, but, you know, what is it about what's happening in the legislature, for example, Senate Bill 166 or other things that might be going on that seem to be setting the table for a change in the ability for ex-offenders to get their records expunged?
Sure. So just, you know, as we previously stated, Pennsylvania is in desperate need of reform. Again, this isn't groundbreaking legislation. You know, this expungement legislation, Senate Bill 166, I wouldn't say that it pushes Pennsylvania into the future, but it certainly pushes Pennsylvania into the present. It does allow low-level nonviolent offenders to petition for expungement after a certain crime-free period. So, you know, these reforms have been passed in neighboring states and states around the country. And again, Pennsylvania is a bit behind. So, you know, the Commonwealth is in need of reform. So that's one of the reasons why our organization, U.S. Justice Action Network, is active in Pennsylvania. Also, we're very hopeful because there's very reform-minded leaders in Pennsylvania who are interested in pushing these reforms on a bipartisan basis. And that's very important to our organization. We are actually comprised of seven of the country's most well-respected voices on the right and on the left. Our partner organizations include the ACLU, Americans for Tax Reform, the Center for American Progress, the Faith and Freedom Coalition, FreedomWorks, the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, and Right on Crime. So, you know, how often is it that you see the ACLU partnering with Americans for Tax Reform on an issue? And that really underscores, you know, when the right and the left agree on an issue, which is what you have there in Pennsylvania, then we know it's time to move these reforms forward. And finally, I would also say, you know, our three target states this year are Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And what's unique about those three states is that they are very relevant in the general election of the presidential campaigns. And so issues that are raised in these three states rise to national prominence very quickly. So it provides our organization with a great platform. And certainly we believe this expungement legislation, Senate Bill 166, that's being pushed by State Senator Stuart Greenleaf and Representative Jordan Harris, Senator Tony Williams, and others, we believe that this is going to pass this year. And it really, again, is going to provide our organization and other advocates for reform with a great platform, you know, to talk about these issues.
If Senate Bill 166 passes, it doesn't guarantee expungement. So who would have the final say?
Well, again, you're exactly right about that. And this gives me an opportunity to talk about one of our partners and what they're working on, the Center for American Progress. You would have to petition for expungement after a certain crime-free period. And so one of our partners, the Center for American Progress, recently testified before the Pennsylvania legislature on what's called a clean slate proposal. And we do believe that we'll be able to get a bill sponsor and start having discussion on this legislation this year. Under the clean slate proposal, after your crime-free waiting period, then your record will just be expunged automatically. And so, the conservative Republicans listening to your program, you know, that decreases the bureaucracy involved in this and the cost associated with expungement, and just makes it an automatic process.
So we
believe clean slate is also a very helpful reform initiative that is gaining traction in Pennsylvania, and you'll be hearing a lot about that initiative in the coming months.
So the petition goes through the courts, and it's the courts that decide?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's petition the courts for expungement.
Just trying to clarify that. Holly Harris is the executive director of the bipartisan U.S. Justice Action Network. We're talking about the issue of expungement laws in Pennsylvania, the economic impact criminal records have on ex-offenders. And, I think the basic question here for a lot of us is, why are such strict rules in place about making people who've committed clearly smaller crimes carry these on their records for decades, much to their detriment, and as we've seen, economically to the detriment of society?
Well, I think all of this goes back to the 80s. You know, there was the knee-jerk reaction to the war on drugs, and there was all of the rhetoric of, you know, Teflon crime. We saw that, you know, for a decade there between the 80s and 90s. What we've now seen is we've seen the over-criminalization of America. I mean, I use this example all the time. It just shocks people. You know, the story of the individual who was importing Honduran lobsters and ended up having to spend 6 years in prison because he was importing them in plastic boxes rather than cardboard boxes. And the cost to the taxpayer for incarcerating this individual was more than $150,000. So, you know, all of these crimes were placed on the books. And I believe now we have like more than 4,000 federal offenses. But when federal lawyers were asked how many were on the books, they actually ran out of resources before they were able to count them all. And so, you know, we have all these crimes on the books now. Some individuals commit crimes. We don't even know they're committing them. And so what we're trying to do with our organization is to not only, you know, address issues like expungement and breaking down barriers for those who are reentering society, but also address, you know, revising the criminal code so that there's not duplicative laws, so the laws aren't ridiculous, that they make sense. You know, even the small things like reforming theft laws and ensuring that the threshold is a bit higher. You know, there was a time, you know, in certain states when, you know, a felony theft offense was $100. You know, what does that mean today, $100? So, you know, our goal, again, is to not, let's stop looking at at our criminal justice system with the empty rhetoric of tough on crime and soft on crime. Let's look at our justice system, you know, through the lens of being smart on crime. And what we like to do is look at the data. The data shows that these reforms work, you know, in places like, you know, Texas and North Carolina and Georgia. I mean, a lot of these reforms have been implemented, and they've seen great success and great progress with their criminal justice system. And so, you know, certainly our hope in Pennsylvania is that we can, you know, move this expungement law forward. We can help a lot of these ex-offenders who've been serious about rehabilitation and moving forward with crime-free lives. Let's allow them a fair chance and an opportunity to apply for a job, you know, be able to gain employment, you know, pay taxes, feed their families, and lead productive crime-free lives.
Holly Harris is the executive director of the bipartisan U.S. Justice Action Network. Holly Harris, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, a downtown rally in support of the EPA's Clean Power Plan. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.